Chapter 11. To be on guard.
In God's work, all is quiet and calm. The enemy is preparing to deceive the whole world by his miracle-working power. He will assume to personate the angels of light, to personate Jesus Christ. Everyone who teaches the truth for this time is to preach the word. Those who cling to the word will not throw open the doors for Satan by making unguarded statements in reference to prophesying or to dreams and visions. To a greater or less degree, false manifestations have been coming in here and there since 1844, after the time when we looked for the second coming of Christ. We have had them in the Geiermeier case, in the statements of Kay, and in the Stanton movement. We shall have them more and more, and like faithful sentinels, we must be on guard. Letters are coming to me from many persons concerning visions which they have had and feel it is their duty to relate. May the Lord help his servants to be cautious. When the Lord has a genuine channel of light, there are always plenty of counterfeits. Satan will surely enter any door thrown open for him. He will give messages of truth, mingling with the truth, ideas of his own, prepared to mislead souls, to draw the mind to human beings and their sayings, and prevent it from holding firmly to a "Thus saith the Lord." In God's dealings with his people, all is quiet. With those who trust in him, all is calm and unpretending. There will be simple, true, earnest believers in the Bible, and there will be doers of the word as well as hearers. There will be sound, earnest, sensible waiting upon God. The believer will hang his helpless soul on Jesus Christ. Christ will be exalted. Working and praying, watching and waiting is our position. Letter 102, 1894. A message to one claiming to have visions. A question has been brought to me concerning the attitude that we should take toward the work of a sister in Germany who claims to have visions. The word given me by the Lord during the past night is that God does not direct his people to look to this sister for counsel. If we should encourage this sister in the work she thinks she is called to do and in the messages she bears, much confusion would be caused. The Lord has not given her the work of saying what this one shall do and what that one shall do. He says to his people, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11, 28, 29, and 30. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. James 1, 5 through 7. Teach the people to seek God individually for guidance, to study the scriptures and to counsel together, humbly, prayerfully, and with living faith. But do not encourage this sister to think that the Lord has given her messages for the people. The light given me regarding this case is that should this sister be encouraged to think that she has been given messages for others, the result would be disastrous, and the sister would be in danger of losing her own soul. My message to the sister is, walk humbly with God and look to him for yourself. God has not given you the work of pointing out the duty of others, but you can be a helper if you are a sincere Christian, seeking to encourage others and not claiming supernatural revelations. Manuscript 64, 1905. Tested by the law and the testimony. In these days of delusion, everyone who is established in the truth will have to contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. Every variety of error will be brought out in the mysterious working of Satan, which would, if it were possible, deceive the very elect and turn them from the truth. There will be human wisdom to meet, the wisdom of learned men, who, as were the Pharisees, are teachers of the law of God, but do not obey the law themselves. There will be human ignorance and folly to meet in disconnected theories arrayed in new and fantastic dress, theories that will be all the more difficult to meet because there is no reason in them. There will be false dreams and false visions which have some truth, but lead away from the original faith. The Lord has given men a rule by which to detect them, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8:20. If they belittle the law of God, if they pay no heed to His will as revealed in the testimonies of His Spirit, they are deceivers. They are controlled by impulse and impressions, which they believe to be from the Holy Spirit, and consider more reliable than the inspired word. They claim that every thought and feeling is an impression of the Spirit. And when they are reasoned with out of the Scriptures, they declare that they have something more reliable. But while they think that they are led by the Spirit of God, they are in reality following an imagination wrought upon by Satan. Bible Echo, September 1886. Tested by their fruits. In these days of peril, we are not to accept everything that men bring to us as truth. As professed teachers from God come to us declaring that they have a message from God, it is proper to inquire carefully, how do we know that this is truth? Jesus has told us that false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Matthew 24:11. But we need not be deceived, for the Word of God gives us a test whereby we may know what is truth. The prophet says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8:20. From this statement, it is evident that it becomes us to be diligent Bible students, that we may know what is according to the law and the testimony. We are safe in no other course of action. Jesus says, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Matthew 7:15-19. The Review and Herald, February 23, 1892. Voluntary Exhibition, Evidence of Spurious Work. As this brother and his wife outlined their experiences, which they claim have come to them as a result of receiving the Holy Ghost with apostolic power, it seemed to be a facsimile of that which we were called to meet and correct in our early experience. Toward the close of our interview, Brother L. proposed that we unite in prayer, with the thought that possibly while in prayer, his wife would be exercised, as they had described to me, and that then I might be able to discern whether this was of the Lord or not. To this I could not consent, because I have been instructed that when one offers to exhibit these peculiar manifestations, this is a decided evidence that it is not the work of God. Letter 338, 1908. Bible not superseded by miracles. Let none cherish the idea that special providences or miraculous manifestations are to be the proof of the genuineness of their work or of the ideas they advocate. If we keep these things before the people, they will produce an evil effect, an unhealthful emotion. The genuine working of the Holy Spirit on human hearts is promised to give efficiency through the Word. Christ has declared the Word to be Spirit and life. The earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of Jehovah, as the waters cover the sea. Habakkuk 2:14. Satan will work in a most subtle manner to introduce human inventions clothed with angel garments, but the light from the Word is shining amid the moral darkness, and the Bible will never be superseded by miraculous manifestations. The truth must be studied. It must be searched for as hidden treasure. Wonderful illuminations will not be given aside from the Word or to take the place of it. Cling to the Word. Receive the ingrafted Word, which will make men wise unto salvation.